This next conversation is between two gentlemen, one from Dublin in the Republic of Ireland and the other from Belfast in Northern Ireland. Listen particularly to the differences in the vowel formation for each speaker. Northern Ireland tends to have more bend in the vowel sounds. You'll have other key differences. The Northern Irish speaker, for the most part, will articulate ing fully, whereas the Dublin speaker will reduce it to an in-in sound. One or two shared features. Again, if you listen to that intermediate T sound in words like city, you'll hear it as city from both of them. And I suppose the other thing just to mention is that the Northern Irish speaker will articulate words with a dark L in all positions, whilst the Dublin speaker employs a clear L in all word positions.
Yeah, so
you've never been to Belfast?
I've never been to Belfast. I'm born and bred in Dublin and never went to what technically constitutes as Northern Ireland. Just never had need to. I've been to Donegal because like the surfing up in Donegal is terrific. So I've been to Bundoran. But I've never been further north than Monaghan. I've never actually felt the need to, I've never needed to go into County Antrim or Down or Derry or Fermanagh.
It's not cheaper shopping up there?
Yeah, Newry. A lot of people go up, like a lot of my friends would go to Newry for the shopping because, you know, it's the breaks and drinks as well. Like people go up and buy like crates and slabs of beer.
Really?
And then bring, yeah, because it's...
I thought things like Guinness would have been much cheaper from Dublin because it's not exported or, well, even though it's not very far.
That's ridiculous. Like, that's the thing is, like, Dublin, like, St. James's Brewery is in Dublin. What the best pints of Guinness you'll ever get in the West. Like, as far as price goes, everything's expensive there. Like the standard of living is ridiculous. A price of a pint is almost £5 in city, and in the city centre you pay more than £5 for
euro
a pint.
Or
yeah, euros. So that's about
still pricey.
Here's like £4 maybe, yeah, give or take, along those lines. But those terrible things like Gogarty's is a big tourist spot. But they started charging, it's in Temple Bar, charging €7 a pint and stuff like that. Ridiculous like prices. What about Belfast? What's the story up there, like price wise? Price of pint. Two Irishmen chatting.
Well, I mean, it just depends where you go, but I mean, you can get pints. The Belfast sort of standard lager is Harp.
Harp, yeah, yeah.
And you can get it for about £3, £3.50.
Yeah.
I mean, it just depends. I usually go for a cider or something, so it's usually a bit more expensive.
Do you have Bulmers or Magners up
Magners.
There?
Magners. Yeah, which is the same thing.
It changed. Like, it used to be Bulmers and then Magners bought the rights. I don't know. It's the same company, just one was based in the UK,
yeah,
I think, and then they just bought the rights for it. So it became the Magners League for rugby as well.
But then opposite to that, Tato. There's two types of Tato. You've got one and we've got one.
You've got a different... Oh, you
but
do!
But it's a different thing. Because it was before copyright laws,
yeah,
I think. So we've got the same potato head,
yeah,
but they're completely
yeah,
separate
different
companies,
pack-
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's really
I've seen that. My brother brought me back a bag of them, and I was like, what the... Tato are like Ireland's equivalent to like Walkers or something like that. Like,
yeah,
a bag of... down the country, they wouldn't ask you, do you want a bag of crisps? Do you want a bag of Tato's? It's always Tato's, and it could be anything. It could be any crisp, and it would be a bag of Tato's.
Yeah, yeah, but if you when you get off the plane in Belfast, you land down, and it's... the first thing it says, welcome to Northern Ireland, and you've got like three Tato vending machines. It's like, what? So it's so weird that that's like a thing.
What else do we have? Because I'm trying to think. Dairy milk, that's not specific to Ireland, I don't think. There's something, I'm trying to think of brands of food that are actually specific.
Like, so, I mean, I think some of it's wrapped in Dublin, but...
One of my exes, her dad worked in the Cadbury's factory years ago.
Oh,
which is just up around, where is it? It's a rough enough area. Clonmel. I don't know. That's outside the city.
They do the whiskey.
Coolock. No, Clonmel's the whiskey. Clonmel have also brought out a lager as well. As in, it's called Clonmel Lager as well.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's nice. It's a topic of drink. So I think, you know, it's so
stereotypical. Yeah, okay. It's just a typical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know why. Look, I'm planning to go to Belfast because my younger brother's girlfriend studying there in Queens.
A Queens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She actually lives in the same apartment block as Peter Dinklage, the actor who's in Game of Thrones.
No way.
Yeah, and Trimble as well, the rugby star. So my brother was just looking out the window one day and he saw him just out there having a smoke with his kid and his wife just walking around just being a badass in a bandana. Yeah, but like that's
well,
cool.
That's something about Belfast that's increasingly becoming more and more popular and
yeah,
exciting, because I mean, when people think of Belfast, they think initially all these peace walls and
murals,
fences everywhere and throwing bricks at the police. And yeah, a lot of those peace walls still exist, and they've actually put more up after the Troubles. And you've got these murals and stuff, and that's obviously, and the sense of paramilitary history is very much ingrained, although now the film industry has become much bigger.
Yeah,
so they've got a new thing at Titanic buildings. Yeah. They've got this huge new paint hall studio.
Yeah.
So I was an extra in the first season, and they had it there, and they built everything in this, and they're getting a lot of funding for it now from, I think, from the British government as well.
That's pretty sweet.
But like, it's exciting they're getting all these big film stars to come to such a wee place.
It's a tax break, I think. That's why Game of Thrones is filmed up there, and Vikings, I think that might have been done in the Republic as well. But yeah, they get the tax break, so there's a lot of, that's where you see a lot of extras work back when I'm home, would be, oh, go up Belfast, like, fuck it, there we go, it's one of the big shows again, it's casting.
Yeah, yeah. But it's weird because we never had it before. No, it's always like, well, I mean, you would have had regional stuff, and but so much is from London, and to have so many films coming out.
Mm.
And there's that new film, which I haven't seen and I really want to, is it's called 71.
Yeah.
Which is about the Troubles and the British soldiers.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's supposed to be, it's Jack O'Connor, isn't it?
I'm not sure who it is, but I think it's, I mean, Thierry saw it and he said it's really excellent.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Cheers very much.
Thank you.